'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Hundreds of people got together in downtown Wausau this weekend to try to break a world record for Christmas caroling, and most of them thought it was
pretty cool. It sort of brings the community together.
There's an energy that you receive down here, and when you're going to have 4,000 people singing together, and it's just a fun, entertaining event.
But in these politically charged times, even the most innocent occasion can attract controversy. For some, like Lisa Reese of Hatley, when the caroling song list was published, there were too many fa-la-las and not enough Jesus. She and others changed their mind about the event when organizers changed the song list.
I wrote the letter that was in the paper about the carols,
right,
and how I thought that we should have actual carols in the song list. And I understand that you've changed the song list.
Yes.
That's why I'm here, otherwise I wouldn't have been here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for changing the song list. Because if it's Jesus' birthday, we got to include him, don't we?
It was never the intent. Thank you for coming.
Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Organizer Amy Altenberg of Wausau Area Events felt blindsided by the unexpected controversy over politically correct carols.
I was quite surprised, actually, and it certainly wasn't our intent to leave out traditional Christian songs. We looked for very kid-friendly, family-friendly songs, so even little children could participate.
Wausau had to get 3,800 kids of all ages downtown to break the caroling record. The city ended up attracting less than half that amount. Still, Altenberg sees it as a good start to a new local tradition.
I think it was fantastic. Although we didn't make the record for this year, I think it was a good start. And the downtown was bustling with people, and the folks who came out had a great time.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Next year, the folks in Wausau plan to try again for that elusive world record, and they'll try to make sure everyone is singing from the same page. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.